Vanderbilt a winner tonight over Middle Tennessee State by a final score of 65-57. Hard-fought game featured, how many free throws? 54 free throws in the game tonight, but a really solid effort by Vanderbilt, certainly defensively, when you hold a Middle Tennessee team that can shoot the ball the way they do to 30% from the field for the game. I mean, that's pretty solid, and Commodore's much better on the boards, obviously 42-30 edge. As Coach Kevin Stallings joins us here, and you knew it wasn't going to be easy. It was a very hard-fought game, but that's a nice win.
Joe, I am tickled pink. I am so happy for my team and so happy with them right now that I can't hardly stand it. They played so hard and competed so hard, I thought. We had a bad defensive stretch the first 8 minutes of the second half, and the whole second half we weren't as good defensively as we were in the first half, but I still felt like we gave great effort on the boards. To hold them to 30% shooting and only 10 offensive rebounds is fantastic. And I told our guys after the game, I couldn't be more proud of you, and that's the truth. I couldn't it wasn't a masterpiece offensively. You know, we're not a 95-point a game team right now, unfortunately. We'd like to be. We love scoring 80 and 90 last year all the time. That's not what our team is, but right now we're really making a concerted effort to guard, and tonight we made a concerted effort to rebound, and it made a big difference.
Yeah, half the time you were fighting your own players for rebounds, which I know you love to see.
I tell them all the time I'd rather two go after it than none. Mm-hmm. So, we knocked the ball out of each other's hands a couple times tonight, but I'd rather have that every day of the week. But, again, I just can't say enough about A.J. and Andre, their defensive performance on Yates and how they had to, you know, switch and do things that our defensive schemes called for. And I really think they executed them almost perfectly almost every time. And so, you know, Jeff and A.J. both end up with double-doubles and do a great job on the board. So whenever we get that, we're going to be in good shape.
You started Andre. It was his first start. And Tim and I commented that first 4 minutes that he played defensively especially, but really that's about as good as he's played. It was spectacular.
Well, he's been our most valuable defender, in my opinion, thus far. Not necessarily our best in terms of score, but and in terms of his defensive grade, but in terms of knowing what we need done and doing it the way we're asking guys to do it and executing it the way we need it to be done in order for our defense to be successful, he's been really good so far. It's why he got the start. Obviously, we hope he's not seriously injured, because right now it's not any fun for me to play without him. He's that valuable to what we do. We got to change our offensive scheme a little bit when he's in, and probably change it a little bit for the worse, because we're used to practicing with a standard big lineup. He's more of a perimeter player for us, but with Steve out and Lance down, we're having to makeshift a little bit, and thought Darshawn was a little better tonight. He had worked his way towards the front door of the doghouse a little bit in terms of how he had played, and I thought he played a little better tonight, so I'm glad for him.
Only 9 3-point attempts tonight. Was that by design? I mean, or is that just you focused on getting the ball inside? That was clear.
Well, again, we're a little bit limited in what we can do offensively. Mm-hmm. when Andre's playing the four spot, because there's not as many. We can only run a couple plays and. I mean, it really gets kind of down to the bare basics, but we felt like in order to guard them the best. Now, the one thing that does happen is we stay spread out around A.J., and people have a hard time, and then he gets them in foul trouble right. And shoots 13 free throws, which is a byproduct of that also. I'm really proud of those guys. I thought Jermaine fought and played much better than he did in the Illinois game, Tinsley hit some big shots for us, and Jeff obviously did some good things. So, as I told our team, Charles Hinkle went in and hit a big three in the first half. Everybody that went in made a positive contribution, and I need to say this. George got a pulled groin, yeah. And he sat out most of practice yesterday, sat out most of practice the day before, and it's not anything that George has done wrong. George just is nicked up like a lot of our guys are right now, We got to get them healthy again.
We'll have more with the coach right after this. We're back to the Commodore locker room. Vanderbilt a winner over Middle Tennessee State tonight in a very tough game as Andre Walker comes by us. And the fact that he's walking is a good sign to me, number one. I was kind of worried when he was – I know you were when he was laid over in front of you.
Yeah, that's the last thing we need right now is another – I mean, we've got Steve out, Lance down.
George.
George is really nicked up right now. Festus has got two or three ailments that I think we talked about before the game. We've got a lot of guys right now, and Jeff Taylor, we've got a lot of guys that are nursing things that you know, and again, I admire them because they put that behind them tonight and came out and busted their rears and really played a hard-fought, tough game. And again, that's another reason why I'm so happy for them.
Given that you play Wednesday night, how do you approach that?
Well, we'll have to take tomorrow pretty easy. I don't think there's any other way. I don't think that we can come out here and you know, blow it up and down a bunch tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon. So we'll just have to they'll tell us how they feel when they get in. I'm going to guess, you know, when you look down at this minute sheet, you got 29, 35, 31, 37, 29. That's a lot for five guys. And so we'll bounce it back a little bit tomorrow and go a lot shorter and do some stuff, you know, in the film room. But either way, we got to play that game Wednesday night, and we got to show up to play. You know what? I don't know what the number was on the crowd tonight, but I thought we had a very good crowd.
12,000.
With our students gone, I was pleasantly surprised at the number and really, really happy. Our crowd really got into it and helped us tonight, and I appreciated that.
All right, congratulations.
All right, thank you.
We'll have more right after this.